President Barack Obama announced yesterday he would withdraw troops from Iraq by August 2010, winding down the six-year war but leaving behind up to 50,000 troops until the end of 2011. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The 18-month timeline marks an historic juncture in a war that has been enormously costly to the United States and defined the presidency of George W. Bush. In a speech at Camp Lejeune, a Marine Corps base in North Carolina, President Obama laid out his plans.
And I've chosen a timeline that will remove our combat brigades over the next 18 months. So let me say this as plainly as I can. By August 31st, 2010, our combat mission in Iraq will end.
Obama also said, however, that 35,000 to 50,000 troops would remain to train and equip the Iraqi forces, protect civilian reconstruction projects, and conduct limited counterterrorism operations, but by 2011, all U.S. troops would leave Iraq. Obama's decision to leave a sizable force to bolster stability was welcomed by congressional Republicans, including former presidential candidate Senator John McCain, while some Democrats were concerned too many troops would remain in Iraq. The announcement fulfills a major campaign promise that Obama made last year as he concentrates on beefing up the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan to turn back the resurgent Taliban. I'm Lydia O'Kane.